for sure on the great error of modern Western philosophy after the Middle Ages was to divorce ratio from intellectus, that is, the reasoning faculty in the human mind from the intellect, and confusing the two. Not only divorcing it, but reducing the intellect to reason. That is, I think, what is at the heart of his critique of modern philosophy. Secondly, his critique of modern philosophy was that this kind of philosophy reduced metaphysics to a branch of philosophy, and later on, of course, rejected it. And did not understand that metaphysics is the science of the real, with a capital R, the supreme science, what I've called the scientia sacra in some of my writings.
Metaphysics, then, is the truth behind the meanings?
Yes, the one truth behind the different expressions.
And how do we know that this metaphysical meaning is the truth?
Because we have the truth in ourselves. We know the truth because we are the truth. But only this knowledge is hidden by ice because of the fall of man. But the realized man has an eye in the heart. Chanti Ognata, say the Sioux Indians, eye of the heart, Ayn al-Qalb in Arabic. And this is an infallible means of knowledge, this eye of the heart.
Schwann tried to point out the various dimensions of the human reality which different philosophical schools left aside in the modern period. The noetic faculties within us, the reality of the soul and its multifarious levels, all of these which were left aside by the modern consideration of who man is. And he was on the basis of that very critical of the humanism cum rationalism which characterizes post-medieval Western philosophy in the West, because it is a homocentric rather than theocentric way of looking at reality and reduces man to only the earthly man. And he wrote some very brilliant pages about that, about the reduction of human beings to simply terrestrial man. Worldliness became the norm of judging who man was. Finally, he was very critical of Western philosophy surrendering itself to an empirical science, which he happens with Kant, and therefore making the intellect an instrument which is unable to judge the essential truths of things, as Kant had done. But this, what we can call physicalism, which starts in the 18th century of reducing philosophy to a handmade of physics. And that is a modern physics of Newtonian physics.
What then is the meaning of religion?
Religion is an adaptation to a certain mentality, to save everybody. With Plato you cannot save everybody, but with a religion you can save the last man.